Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless you, dear people over in the Rocky Mountain area, east of the ridge of old Montana, out of Glendive. And thanks again to the fine people at KGLE. I remember years gone by, my lay members, I was pastoring over there, and then when I was an evangelist, and what an impact that radio station had with its Christian message. And so we're glad that we're honored to be on your radio station, and you've made it possible, and we thank you for it. And I want to tell you something, and you folks out here on the West Coast, I have to bear with some repetition because we only go in on one day a week over there while we're on every day out here, or 5 days a week. We're not on weekends here. But we're doing what we feel God wants us to do as He opens the doors, and we're not pushing or shoving, but we're praying, Lord, You open the doors, put the pieces together, rule and overrule, hedge us in, my mama used to pray, and I believe He does that. And so we're so glad to have all the support and the prayers and the love of the people over there in Montana. And neighbor, we're getting it, and we thank God for it. You've been a faithful part of the team. Some of you from years gone by have heard this gravelly old voice, and you're getting back into the saddle. And we're so glad to have your help, because the work is going great, beyond our fondest expectations. That's simply put, that's what it is. And we're just rejoicing that beautiful 99 Western Star. We've made these trips with it, and right now it's sitting with 40 tons of food on it. And it's all kind of big, those old number 10 cans that some used to call gallon cans, but they're not quite a gallon. And we had to take it while we could get it, and we don't have a warehouse yet. So you be praying that we'll get a warehouse, because we need a place where we can scatter this out, and volunteers can take the code books, and these cans are right from the cannery, and it's not out-of-date stuff, and it's not culled. It's oversupplied and no market for it, and they can donate it and get a write-off. And there, besides that, a lot of those good people have a heart for the Indian people. We want to thank H2O. That's Help to Others. They've been such a blessing to us. And you remember their work and what they're doing. And so we just sent our truck and trailer down there with the new member on the team, Mark Hufford, associate of First Nation Ministries. He's on his own, and he's took the truck down and loaded it up, and it's sitting out there. And Marv and Betzer and him both live in Dallas, Oregon, and they're going to take enough of those cans out of there to fill that 14-foot trailer behind the big, well, it's behind a big Ford, because Mark's got a Ford diesel, and he's taking his own truck, and he's going to head over to the Crow Agency in Montana with a load of food and Bibles. And he has a contact over there that he made while he was still back in his home state of Indiana. And he came out to Oregon and had a thriving field spraying business. And he had grown till it had 6 employees. But he says, Don, I've got to get into Indian work with all there is of me. And his wife, bless her heart, Monica, is right with him. and standing right by them, and they've have a beautiful family, so well-trained and behaved and disciplined and full of love for the Lord and one another. It's refreshing. It's a blessing to be around them. And we sat there at the luncheon table the other day, and I watched them, and I knew right away that Mom and Daddy were doing the job of Mom and Daddy in that little family. And it was wonderful, beautiful to see it. And now they're going to be out there, and they're going to take that Ford. They're loading it up tomorrow and over Sunday. I'm making this broadcast on a Friday, and over Sunday they'll worship. Then Monday morning early, they're headed out from Crow Agency, south of Billings, and unload that food stuff. Then they're going on back to Indiana, and Mark is just sure that there's those back there that'll want this program on a radio station. And he said, nobody back there is talking about Indians. It's kind of a thing of the past. It's too far removed. And he said, they need the message, and I'm going to find somebody that'll sponsor you. And so you pray for the new man on the team. He's a blessing to us. And then don't forget Jeff Dieter. You folks up there in Montana, Jeff's an old boy out of Alberton, Montana. He went to high school in Alaska. I don't know his whole history, but he came out and he ended up in Northwest Indian Bible School and ended up on staff and has his beautiful family. He's been there for years. And he said, Don, God's called me back to Alaska to preach to the people I went to high school with. And so that's the way it's a-going. And he didn't say if or when. He said, I'd appreciate any help you can give me. I don't know how I'm going to get out of there. Well, we had that 18-wheeler. We just loaded him on. Well, in the back, we had unloaded over in Montana with it. Hit a number of places on the way home. We just pulled into Alberton with the empty trailer and loaded his stuff up, and they didn't have to throw anything away. There was room on that old 48-foot trailer. He had a skid steer tractor, like a bobcat with a bucket and can bulldoze or scoop or do a lot of thing, and he makes his living with that, and he's got a welding outfit. He drove his pickup up there. It's got a beautiful Dodge and tandem dual four-wheel drive, and pulled a big trailer with a lot of stuff on him. And his little wife, Karen, drove the SUV with the three kids in it with her, and they went to Alaska. And that 18-wheeler, the boys got it loaded up and brought it to Portland, and then it's home about a week till the Dieters shoved off from Alberton and cut across Canada, and they joined forces up there on the Alcan someplace, and before they got to the destination, and God got them through the snowstorms up and back without ever having to chain up. And now he phoned me, and he said, I'm so glad that you care about us, and I'm proud to be an associate. And so that's Jeff Dieter Ministries, I guess, or whatever he wants to call himself, and we're not trying to run him or take him in. We're trying to help everybody we can win Indians for Jesus. And God help us if we've got to do it all alone, and we have to be the one that does the preaching or any phase of it. I wonder what would happen if God's people would all unite, desperate situation, and quit trying to make this Methodists and Baptists and Catholics and Protestants and Mormons. Are you ready to meet God? That's the thing that we preach. Bible. What does the Bible say? Praise God. It's pretty plain. In the day that you seek me with your whole heart, I will be found of you. Blessed is he that cometh unto me. I will no wise cast out. Praise God. With the mouth confession is made, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's the way it works. And we can know. I look at that big old Indian man, that moose hunting camp back there when I was a district superintendent. And God gave birth to an Indian mission that has been a great power in his hand down through the years. You pray for them. They're still operating. But those many years, we saw things happen because of that moose camp. I preached. I have a personal rule. I made a deal with God. I don't hunt on Sunday. That don't mean I'm better or more spiritual than you if you hunt on Sunday, because you could probably find something that I do that you couldn't do. We've all been to Jesus, but let's quit telling each other how to dress and how to do this and that and the other thing. And some of those things are important, and there's a time when God may put it on your heart and open the doors. But that's not our message. The message is you must be born again. You've got to meet Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.